Firm, greasy-looking smears. Dark spots with fuzzy white spores. The Cornell Cooperative Extension is warning farmers to be on the lookout for these signs after detecting late blight on crops in Cattaraugus, Allegheny, and Genesee counties over the last week. The first case was confirmed Thursday.
Actually, one of the most famous diseases of plants. It caused the Irish potato famine way back when.
Elizabeth Buck is a vegetable specialist for the Cornell Cooperative Extension, a farm-focused nonprofit based out of Cornell University that's trying to track the spread and hopefully contain it.
And it is a fungus-like disease that attacks only tomatoes and potatoes, and it's a big deal because it travels around on storm fronts, so it's very contagious.
Crops infected with late blight typically die in about 2 weeks. It's estimated it causes $6.7 billion a year in yield losses worldwide, according to USA Blight. Guy Smith is president of Triple G Farms in Elba in Genesee County. He says his onion and potato farm hasn't been impacted by the current spread, but did have some late blight about 10 years ago.
It was devastating to the crop. We lost, I think, near 100 acres that year.
Smith says his crops are usually scouted once a week, but will likely now be scouted at least twice a week until October's harvest. Cornell Cooperative Extension is asking farmers, as well as homeowners who might grow their own tomatoes and potatoes, to contact them if they suspect late blight. Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.